Shabbat, everybody. Ben Chaydash. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for supporting this most wonderful organization. When Dr. Gedgerman called me to ask if we would host, I kind of confided in him that I'd really never heard of this organization. But that being said, if it was something that Dr. Gedgerman was involved in, associated with, then we were in as well. Everybody knows, or at least everyone should know, how much the Gedgermans do for this community, Bitsina, modestly. There's almost not a organization, a Moisid, that they don't support, they don't help out with. So it was really an honor and privilege to say yes, to partner with him, if you will. And then a few days later, I was introduced for the first time to Mrs. Shiffrin, who runs this amazing organization. And the extent of my knowledge of Mrs. Shiffrin was limited to Ellie, her son, as my grandson and her son are best friends. And I'm always hearing on Mrs. Shiffrin from my daughter, what an amazing person she is, etc. But when I was introduced, Dina knows her, but when I was introduced, when we were talking to her and getting to know a little bit about this organization, I was just blown away by this lady. And I said to Dina afterwards, wow, she goes, come on, Avi, everybody knows Mrs. Shiffrin, she's a powerhouse. And subsequently, I've heard that word, that label used many times for Mrs. Shiffrin, she's a powerhouse. And so any organization that she is running and Dr. Gedgerman is involved in is something that we should all be involved in and we should all be supportive of. We all believe in Hashgacha, in Hashgachas Hashem. There's a divine plan. However, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, there are times where the Rabbonu Shalom reaches out to each and every one of us, and it's not part of the broader divine plan. He's reaching out to us as an individual. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz refers to this as a neshika miyuchedes. And he gives a number of beautiful examples of this, Tanakh. One such example is Yosef HaTzadik when he sold down to Mitzrayim for the Yishma'ilim. The Torah tells us what the goods that the Yishma'ilim were carrying. And Chazal tell us that that's unusual for the Yishma'ilim to be carrying these things. But it was done because it was a Tzadik in tow. Which begs the question, like, really? Here he is. Yosef HaTzadik was on top of the world, and now he's basically on the bottom of the world. And who really cares what the Yishma'il is carrying? But the divine plan was such that he needed to be sold. This divine plan, we know what happened, and we know why it had to happen, and what it led to. But the Rabbanu Shalom was giving him a little kiss, a little neshika miyuchedes, I love you, I care about you, I'm with you. He gives another example of Avraham Avinu when he parts from with Lot, and and Rosh Hashanah tells him, "Son, I necharei to show merit to Israel. I'm giving you as a promise." And Chazal say that "Son, I necharei" is that he didn't need to turn his head. He saw the four directions of Eretz Yisrael without. He saw a panoramic view without needing to turn his head. A mishunadik, a miracle. Chazal say, "What was this for?" Again, he wanted to show Avraham Avinu his. It wasn't necessarily part of a broader divine plan, but it was for him, it was for Avraham Avinu. I personally want to thank the Rabbonu Shalom for the neshika miyuchedes that he gave us for having Rabbi Kalish in our house. We did not need Rabbi Kalish here for this. We were perfectly happy hosting this event, but it gives us the ability to thank Rabbi Kalish personally. We have a long history. We go back a long way. My son actually lived in Rabbi Kalish's house for a while. Kobe was there for many years in Waterbury. And there's no words to describe how much thanks we have and how thankful we are. So we just want to say thank you. these weeks we're reading about the Binyan HaMikdash. Truma Tetzaveh, where the Tzivu Hashem, Ve'akav Pekudei, is the actual construction of the Mishkan. In the beginning of our parsha, the Torah Kedoshah lists the materials that were donated. And right following that list, the pasuk says, Vayavou Kolish Shacham Nasi Lev, V'cholish Nedivas Rucho, also Heviu as Trumas Hashem, the things for the Mishkan, the things for the big day. So it's clear to everybody what Nediv Rucho means. People donated the Nedivas Rucho. But what does the Nasiye Lev mean? I guess loosely translated as an inspired heart. Who's that referring to? Says the Ramban, it's referring to the people that actually built the Mishkan, the Kalim. But ask the Ramban, where did these people get these skills from? We're talking about a Dar HaMidbar. They just got out of Egypt, where they were working as slaves for the past 200 plus years. They didn't go to school. They didn't have apprenticeships. How did they know how to do this stuff? This was intricate craftsmanship. Says the Ramban, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it tzivui, hence he must have imbued them with the knowledge of how to realize that tzivui. And explains Rabbi Elia Baruch to Ramban, it caused each of these, what does Nasiye Lev mean? It caused these people to believe in themselves. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam commanded them to do so. And Ribbono Shel Olam is their creator. He knows them. He doesn't believe in them. He knows what their ability is. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a tzivui, then they believe that they are able to carry out that tzivui. Avi, right before this, said, how in the world do you introduce Rabbi Kalish? And indeed, I don't know I have no clue how you introduce Rabbi Kalish. But this one nekuda really sticks out at me. Rabbi Kalish, if you don't have to listen too often to know, to hear over and over and over again, his not belief, but his knowing, knowledge, 100%, with every fiber of his being, that each one of us, every one of us have a neshama, every one of us are a chelek elokam imal, every one of us is imbued with strength, with kohos, that are unique. To each and every one of us. He doesn't believe that. He knows that. And just like these Nasiye Lev were able to build a Mishkan for the Hashras HaShchina, each one of us is able to build a Mikdash Ma'ad. And anybody who comes in Rabbi Kalish's Dalet Amos starts the process of believing in themselves because he knows of their kohos. Please, everyone, help me welcome Rabbi Kalish.
First of all, a thank you, Rev Avi, to the Leiter for your kind words. I thank the Leiter family for hosting, Dr. Gezerman for hosting. I thank everybody for coming out. We'll talk about the organization GIVE, but for coming out, it's a rainy night. And I thank everybody for coming. I apologize. I don't like being late. It should never reflect on my dad. My father is a very on-time person. We ran out. We had guests over Shabbos, and I ran out. It happens to be my wife is sick, and it took a little time to get out and set things up. But I really thank everybody for being here and supporting this organization. Rav Avi is a very important person to me, and I want to explain. I'm not zeichet to be in touch on a day-to-day basis, but I am zeichet to be close, very, very close to Kovi and in touch with Kovi and some of the lighter children. But I want to say something about Rav Avi that's relevant to you and I. It's very, very relevant, and it's just something that's important to me. Being around younger people has a tremendous, tremendous mila, because young people grow a lot. And the tendency of younger people is to grow crazy amounts, find new things and develop and become just in front of your eyes, something beautiful emerges, and that's very, very powerful to be around. It's powerful to witness. The tendency is, as we get older, to think we know, to become very stable, become, this is what I am, this is who I am. I have found me with its frustrations and even its good points, but this is what I am. That's the tendency as we get older, and it's quite silly. It's just, it's a fallacy, it's not a truth. Of course, stable is a good thing, but to think we've uncovered a mashu of ourselves, that we've tapped in, we've got it, to think that is a complete and absolute lie. The word Adam, a human being, is the same Isias of Ma'id. It's the same letters, which means spiritually it's the same thing. Adam is Ma'id. It means he's a lot. Ma'id means, now, but what I mean, maybe I got what he is. No. Whatever you think, a person is more. Whatever we think about ourselves, when one looks into Svarim and finds out about the neshama, as we tap into more, our neshama goes ad shmei ashmayim, till the heavens. We tap in a little more, we access much more of our soul. The soul is a chelak elakami mal, is a pasuk, and the Balatanya adds on the word mamish, literally, it's literal. A chelak elakami mal mamish, literal piece of Hashem. It's eternal. To think that we know ourselves, this is what I am, is a fallacy. It's a big secret to our own lives to let ourselves be new. Maybe the greatest secret of our lives. It's interesting, I wasn't planning on speaking about this, but tonight is Rosh Chodesh, a very interesting Rosh Chodesh. It's Adar Sheni. Tonight speaks, we're a very unusual people. The whole world counts after the sun. We count after the moon. There's a lot to that we can discuss. But Yidden count after the moon, not the sun. We count the lunar year. And tonight reflects that a lot. Because the whole reason we have an Adar Sheni is our count is off. And we have, our count, I should say, is different than a solar calendar. And if we didn't add an Adar Sheni, it would come out, the Yom Tovim would be all off. Pesach wouldn't be in the spring, and we have a chiv d'araisa shmaris chodesh aviv, is mechayiv us to make leap years to keep it within the seasons. Our chagim and our year should coincide with the seasons. So we count after the moon, and because of that, we have a leap year. Rosh Chodesh itself expresses we count after the moon. And one basic inyan, there's really two inyanim of the moon, they probably connect. But the basic inyan of the moon is the eschadshus, that it comes back. And sheim asidim l'eschadish k'maisa. It has the power of renewing, the power of coming back, of building up. And the moon is the koyach of the yid that constantly renews. That constantly, the very day Rosh Chodesh is chedosh, is constantly finds new. Finds a deeper strength, finds something more. That's the power of the moon. Of course, it reflects the sun and shines in the night, the moon. And the Kayach of the Yid, who reflects from our Creator. We're all moon type of people. We reflect from our Creator and we shine in places that would be dark otherwise. In places, so to speak, the sun doesn't reach. Isn't that the task of the Yid? That the Yid brings Kedosha, each one of us, in our own little corner, in our own spot and place, bringing a light, shining the light from Hashem, the light of eternity that resides in all of us, the light of sincerity, an authentic Yid who shines the light from the sun, reflects, and brings the light to places that would be dark. And this people that are the moon, that have this power of Kedosh, it's so important not to say, as we get for us all, not to think, not to get stuck, that I got myself. We have new things. We could be surprised, things we discover, new ideas, new abilities, new capacities. Rav Avi quoted the Ramban, the Nesiyas HaLev. The Gaiva, the Ramban, describes that they didn't have the Tivan, Shayad Lasseis came. They had abilities they weren't able to do, but they found, Vayigba Libay Bedarke Hashem, there were things we weren't trained and we wasn't likely we'd be able to do, intricate tasks. But it says they had a certain gaiva that dusha matzah b'tivan sheyadulasis came. They found new kaiches. And the job of the yid is to understand that we're capable of new, of adding, of growing, of developing. The friend, the person that I've seen, a person that I've seen who's powerful in this is Rav Avi, is the Leiter Mishpacha. The kids, of course, have shteig and are big people, but they have parents. The Leiter family are people that are constantly growing and adding. That's so cool, important, and powerful to see, because it's true by you and I. We're capable of that. Don't get into a place where you just feel, this is me, and this is who I am. It's just not true. We're good, we're precious, and capable of finding new stuff, and new situations in our life, new things. Who would have guessed in our people these months what we've seen since Simchas Torah? Our people is, we've elevated, we've become better, we've become more, and becoming more and better. We're becoming closer. Who would have guessed? The answer is that there's a lot in us. There's eternity in us. And let's allow that to happen in ourselves, allow it to see in our spouses. So Rav Avi makes it, the light of Mishpacha. Allow us, by seeing people growing and adding and developing, they allow us to see what all of us are shayach to, are capable of. It's refreshing. It's very, very refreshing to see. And it's something I wish them continued atzlacha, continued steiging. They're bnei aliyah, the lighter, the whole family. It's a home of tremendous, tremendous aliyah. It's a zchus to have a gathering of ruchnius in this home. This is a family of aliyah, remarkable growth. We see it, of course, in the kids. If the parents have that, of course, they leave room for the kids to have that. And of course, this is the ruach of the home. Aliyah lives here. Aliyah happens here. So it's an honor to be in such a home. And let's tap into it ourselves. To know in ourselves, to allow for ourselves to grow, to see new, to be new, to find new, to allow that in our spouses. Not to say I know already. You don't know. We don't know. And to allow for new and fresh. So thank you. On this Rosh Chodesh, this is a house to be in. Azman of Chodesh. A zman of renewal, this is a good place. Continued hatzlacha, continued success and growing for you and your whole family. There's something called Hashem is goymel chasadim toivim. He does good kindnesses. And we all have to ask, what's chasadim toivim? What's good kindness? Is there bad kindness? What's good kindness? To say good kindness means another type of kindness. Sidaim, fascinatingly, was against chesed. And if Sidaim was against chesed, there's a svara. The Torah doesn't teach us frivolous things. And Sidaim taught us that chesed could be dangerous. We've seen chesed that hurts. We've seen a chesed that literally hurts people. We've seen a kindness born out of pity that makes the recipient of the chesed feel lower and get more stuck and see less in themselves. We've all seen such a kindness that exists. And Sidaim was wary of kindness. Sidaim held you training people to be weak, to be frail. And Sidaim, as such, waged a war against kindness. But they didn't know about Avraham Avinu. I want to tell you what I experienced one day last summer. It was I'm zeichet to be part of a camp that's a remarkable place. It's called Sulam. And I want to describe a day I saw with my own eyes. I saw something that was like magical. You had a yid, this yid Rav Arye Weiss, a very generous, kind person, remarkably giving person. And he runs the camp, is involved in running the camp, but he sponsored a very good day, some carnival for the guys in the camp. And he hired kindness, a display of kindness. And he hired and he brought a beautiful carnival for the guys to partake in. People came down, these teenagers came down, they were hired to run the carnival. And they came down to run the different rides, and they were working very, very hard, running their kindness, doing their jobs, and giving people a good afternoon. They were doing their jobs beautifully. The guys who were the recipients, who were supposed to ride in the carnival and enjoy, they were being mechabed tremendously. The guys who came to run the rides were very good musicians. They wanted to meet the Waterbury guys. They took this job, and they were giving running the rides. And the people that were supposed to go on the rides were being mechabed, thanking the amount of thank yous they got for giving the rides. And then they were sharing songs, listening to their music, cheering on. I'm losing who and who, but that's the point. The giving that I saw, giving to give, to give, to give, to give, is eternal. I saw people who were given to, and the giving made them bigger and allowed, you couldn't even tell, there was so much giving going on that afternoon, it blew my mind. I saw people give, to give, to give, to give, it's eternal. That will go and last forever. When somebody taps into their own soul, the soul wants to give, it's godly, and Hashem is a nice saint, and the soul wants to give, and the soul respects another. The Mid of Avram Avinu is not just chesed, it's a brand of chesed. It's a brand of chesed that's born from a deep place inside of us. It's not mixed with biases, with unhealthiness. It's a giving born that we have a soul that wants to give, that's born to give. We're at our best. We're most ourselves when we're giving. L'nivra ha'adam el l'hoya l'achriti was something that Reb Chaim V'lazhin would constantly say, was morgel b'piv. So we tap into a very deep place inside of us when we're giving. The neshama, when we're giving in an authentic, unbiased way, we see precious. The place of giving respects the recipient. We're nishtaimim, we're amazed from that person and feel honored to give. The receiver of such giving feels picked up because the giver sees the greatness in the receiver. It picks up. Avram Avinu, at the end of his Suda, people accepted Hashem. The Gemara says, at the end of the Suda, they thanked Avram. He pointed up. They were God-fearing. What happened? They came into the Suda. They didn't believe. They were deniers. They were atheists. The end of the Suda, he would point up. They were makabal. When you received from Avram, Avram saw the godliness in a person. He was nishtaimim from the people. By the end of the Suda, after he fed enough courses, you saw the godliness in yourself. The chesed picked up the receiver of the chesed, who then, of course, recognized Hashem and went home and was kind to his family. He found and she found the greatness inside of themselves, and the chesed just, whoever made that video, that was awesome, because it's true. Because it's true. Because it's a true. I'm sorry?
Not saying
whoever it was, that was amazing, because it's true. Because it's true, because it's accurate. And the truth of the matter is that if we can see greatness, and an organization that's dedicated to seeing greatness in people, it's not a trick. Tricks don't work. Tricks don't work anywhere. People have a massive capacity to give. People are born to give. People are capable of giving and have what to give. And if we can unleash that and find that in people and allow people and see it in people, if we can see it, if we can be large enough to give, that's the greatest thing that we can give, to see greatness in others. So if we could see it in ourselves and then see it in others, we could then free up others to see the next person. I have been curious, and it was just his yard site. The Noam Elimelech was a force. He was a force. It was said on him that anybody touched the door handle of his house became Chayzer B'tshuva. And the Kayach of the Noam Elimelech is he saw his own soul and he saw people's soul. He was Nishtoimim from people. And it unleashes a force in a person because it's true. And then this one gives to this one, who gives to this one, and in a whole world of giving, an Olam Chesed Yibana, a world of giving is produced. That's what happens when it's authentic. Sidaim, who didn't see all this, who didn't know about all this, saw a world and a possibility of giving from very unhealthy places, and a giving that puts down, that makes the givers and the takers, puts people down, and they said they asked for giving, but they were unaware of a different world of giving. A world of giving which is born out of respect. Avram Avinu says to his guests, Adonai, my masters, I'm nishtaimim from you. I'm intimidated by you. He looks up to them. There's no words in the Torah that are just said, that are exaggerations. He looks up to them. And he's nishtoimim and amazed from them. And his giving comes from that place. And then that elevates the people that are giving, that are receiving, become elevated. And you produce the world of giving. So this organization that has realized this and teaches youngsters and shows youngsters and sees in them, sees in youngsters, that's the goal, to see in youngsters a giver, a person who was born to give, who has what to give. And the person taps in and sees that place. You have a whole bunch, you have eternal chesed goes on. This one gives, and everybody's giving. You have something that's powerful. I saw one afternoon, I'm quoting that time, it's not a dramatic story. To me, I saw that afternoon eternity. I felt like I saw God that afternoon. I saw Hashem. I saw a chesed that was just, who was doing chesed to him was so blurred. Everybody was doing chesed and behaving in a way of chesed. It was just the chesed one to the other. Each one who was receiving in turn was doing back. Tremendous, tremendous kindness, because the chesed had picked them up and allowed them to do chesed to the next. It's still lasting. That goes forever. That goes on as the soul goes forever. That shines forever. So I wanted to thank this organization, this organization called GIG. I think showing this, I think finding this in ourselves. We don't show anything to anybody. We find it in ourselves. Then we could show it. We find in ourselves our own capacity to give. Our own capacity, because we're born to give and have it in us to give endlessly and to give a lot. And then we see it in others and we create a world of giving. So I appreciate a lot such an organization that brings out this power in youngsters, this power, of course, then of community, of connection. We're gathered tonight for an organization. My thought, since Simchas Torah, is that Yidden should just gather. That's like that's the most organic response to the situation we're in. I came late, but I'm happier. I'm talking and everybody's quiet. It's better people are talking. Yidden have to gather. That's the natural response. We could talk and each of us mekabel tshuva our own things, but the natural response to a family going through something, which our people is certainly going through something, the most natural response is that yin gather and come together. I want to share something about the matzah, but I first want to... Is Shlomo here? We'll come in a minute. I want him to play a song for the chevra. If you don't mind, then we'll share divrei Torah. Come. Yeah, I think at this time it's just nice for Yidden from communities all over. We should just gather. I've ran around like I've never run in my life since Simchas Torah, and I feel of this. We all have the things we could do, and we all have our places. That to me, what I want to do is just make gatherings. I want people Yidden to talk, to shmooze. To come together, Yidden should be ma'achid. That's a response to a difficult situation. It happens to be Amalek. Tonight it's Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow night will be Adar Sheni. And Amalek's main kayach, the Gra says, was to fight Achdos Yisroel, the unity of our people. And to me, the main success is when our nation is one, is united, is together. And I think since Simchas Torah, I wanted to myself to try to do what I can to be ma'agid. So I'm going to ask Shlomo to play a beautiful song. I want to share. We'll talk about Halal. That's what I want to share with the Chevra. But first, I'm going to ask Shlomo to play a song on the preciousness of Yidden. Please,
every head has a neshama. name is. Every yid has a neshama. Yidin, so holy, so pure, so precious, neshamis of Yidin, neshamis of Yidin. Oh, Neshames of Yedin, the mach of the klippis, zayde panimis, yede yed hata neshama. Mach of the klippis, zayde panimis, yede yed hata neshama. Neshames von Yedin, oh Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin. I'm one of the Yedin, one of the Yedin, I'm one of the so pure, Yedin, 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 so precious, so pure. So precious, so pure. Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin, ah Yedin. So holy, so pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin. So pure, so precious, Neshames of Yedin, Neshames of Yedin.
If I could ask everybody, if we could sing together, and I ask everybody to join in. There's a song from the Baal HaTanya that I think we have to sing now. It's Rosh Chodesh. And Nevada, being together as a chabur, is a source of happiness. Hearing somebody sing about you, I'm with Rav Eli. I don't get to hang with Rav Eli a lot, but to be together is a source of happiness. But amidst all of our happiness, in the middle of an adar, we're also keenly aware that they're yidden sitting right now in hostage. And it's not something that we're forgetting. It's not something that we're being mesiach das. It's a reality that the yidden, that many yidden were injured, many yidden going through a lot, and that's something that's not lost on us. And the words in Hallel, all of this happened to us during Hallel. It started during Hallel. Many, many months ago, on Simchas Torah, we had been saying Hallel for 8 days when all of this started. And the word, these words in Hallel are so gorgeous because this speaks about identity, about a yin. If I would describe us, I have been trying since Simchas Torah, two things I want to try to work from my angle. We have to come together as a people. And the second thing is discover identity. What does it mean to be a yin? There's a Osiris for sure all over. We're yin. The whole world's telling us we're yin. Everywhere you go, from the sympathy to the people knocking, people are saying you're yidden. From a guy who was with Hootie at a shop to fix tires, at a tire shop, and the guy came in and said, "I feel so badly for you people," to bringing my daughter to get a haircut, and the guy saying, "Look me in the face," says, "Get out of Gaza now," and screaming. And both guys, I didn't hear really two different things. I just heard you're a yid, and I agree with both of them. I'm a yid. But I want to find out what it means to be a yid. What does that mean? What's the mashmais of being a yid? I've studied some svarim on it, looked up things on it, and have been just thinking about what the mitzvahs on a yid. I could say that I see others now. It used to be I would say, Eli, I would call them like a tzaddik. You lost the title because you're a yid. I didn't know what it meant to be a yid, so I had to come up, whoa, he's such a tzaddik. He's a yid. He's a yid. We use the word the title. There's something called a tzaddik, and he's probably that too, but we skipped a yid. We didn't understand the mashmais. He's a yid. A yid is big stuff, a yid. And I want to say that one of the things about our people that's been on display for these months is Keliyata Vaideka Lekayre Mimeka. We're an incredible people. We thank Hashem for the goodness. That's true. Keliyata Vaideka. We absorb the kindness of Hashem, and we thank Hashem for the kindness. But Elokai, when Midas Hadin strikes, and we don't understand Aray Mimeka, where people are Miraimim Hashem, we have faith, and we say Hashem is Miraimim Mikol Machshava. A 15-year-old girl who lost two siblings, this precious Neshama, this big person, this big yid, 15-year-old girl. So I sat with her and her family, and she started describing, she read a song that she wrote, she read this poem. She started describing her pain. She was very, very present and feeling and crying and sad, but she expressed with full emuna, Hashem is working with me. Full emuna, not a pretend emuna, not an emuna not to feel. She felt grieved and was grieving. She had a tremendous emuna, a real faith, Hashem is working with me. And I find that in our people. We have a tremendous faith that Hashem is working with us. We plug in, it's real by us. Elokai Aray Mimeka means when Midas Hadin strikes, there's a deep sense in our people, the truth. We're Miraimim Hashem. There's no people who go through something difficult and the relationship gets better to God like our people. There's no people like us. Elokai Aray Mimeka, when we face Midas Hadin, we're Miraimim Hashem. It unleashes an emuna inside of us, a sense Hashem is working with us. I won't always understand where he's bringing me, but he's working. Elokai Aray Mimeka, he's working. There's a story that I saw from the Bardetra, and if I have a chance to quote the Bardetra, I'm gonna. And there's a story I saw from the Bardetra that's a true story that brings this out in a cute way. It brings out this sense that the understanding that Yid has, Hashem's working with us. The Bardetra had in his community, there was a wealthy guy who went to some Yisaimim and mentioned that when Yisaimim, he said, Chevra, he said, something in your house belongs to me. I lent it to your father. They didn't need it. He said, it's mine. So the Yisraelim said, could be. They shrugged. They don't know. See, these kids said they didn't want to give the thing just like that. They were tzaddikim. He was a tzaddik. They said, let's go to a rav. We don't know what to do. It could be yours. We just don't know. It's in our house. You're saying you want to take it. We don't know. So they go to the rav. And the Rav Paskins, he has no raya, the rich guy. He had no raya, it's his. So the Rav asked the Yisaimim, swear that your father gave you no instruction on these items, and you keep it. And the Yisaimim swore the truth, and they kept it. The Bardetshev's heart broke.
He believed in Yidden. He believed fully in Torah and fully in Yidden. He had the deepest emunah in both areas. He believed in Hashem and his Torah, and Mishpatei HaTorah says it goes to the Yisayim. But he believed in Yidden. He knew the rich guy, and he knew he was telling the truth. So he said, how could Mishpatei HaTorah put it by the wrong person? The Baditshava had a pain in his heart. Such a sincerity. Such a beautiful emunah of both ways. Hashem was Mezakim, and the Yisayim's father came to the Baditshava in a dream and said that you're 100% right. The wealthy guy who said it's his, it's his. And you're also 100% right that the Torah, there's Ein Avel, Hashem only does Mishpat. Understand that this wealthy guy's father owed money to the Yisayim's grandfather, this exact amount. And Hashem's just putting the money back in the right Mishpacha. Now, you and I have questions, and I don't even say this answer answers it to us. That's the grandfather, what's them? We don't know Shayrish HaNeshama and how much connected fathers and sons are. It would blow our minds. It's higher than we can fathom. That it's one, it's, they're connected in much deeper ways than we think. Much deeper ways than we think. But the beauty that Hashem is working, and the Rabbanu Shalom is moving us and bringing us to the right places, Kulei B'chesed, is deep in the heart of a Yid. So on Rosh Chodesh night, I want to sing, the Baal HaTanya wrote this tune. If we sing together, all together, Keli Atav Oedeka, Elokei Rai Memeka, it's what I'm seeing from our people. We're overflowing with thank you to Hashem for the kindness, and yet Elokei Rai Memeka, we're also feeling, not an excuse, we're grieving and feeling, but we're also in the right of the emunah that Hashem is working with us. We're fully aware He's working with us. So if we can sing that. Yeah.
David, come up, please. Should we stay? Stay, stay, stay. This is like unfair. Well, I'll go short. Everybody wants to hear the singing, so I don't want to. But I want to say one more thing. I want to share in our Chaim HaKadosh that I'm thinking about in this point of Am Yisrael, of our people. I want to say amazing our Chaim HaKadosh in this week's parsha. It says they collected from the Yidden. We collected, Moshe Rabbeinu collected material from the Yidden, and Yidden were giving tremendous hisnadvos, tremendous generosity. Yidden are pouring stuff in to the point that they have a ramko, they have an announcement, stop! They pashut have to hold Klal Yisrael. Not, I hope people give so much to give tonight. We're going to have to look, enough. We say, like, halavai, they should give so much. It's amazing. And Be'emes Tachdushi Arim asked, like, what was the emergency? We've seen a lot of campaigns. They just go into overdrive and over. You increase that. They get to their place. What's, like, the big emergency? Stop! They pashut have to stop Klal Yisrael from giving. The Chedushi Arim says, Nifla, why that was so important. But when you hear the Archaim HaKadosh, the Chedushi Arim comes out in the Mela. Listen to what the Archaim HaKadosh says. It says they collected from Klal Yisrael, Dayam V'Haiser. Dayam means the exact amount. It was perfect for the Mishkan. Geshmak. Avi, they nailed it. Dayam. They got it right. So they collected the right amount. But then it says, Haiser, there was extra. Estar Chaim HaKadosh, the Stira. It says there was extra, so then it's enough. Then it's more than enough. But it's not enough. Enough is the exact amount. Extra is extra. It's two different things. And our Chaim HaKadosh asks the Stira from Dayam V'Haiser. That's our Chaim HaKadosh's Kasha from Dayam V'Haiser. A very strong, very, very strong Kasha. Interesting, because here the lighters made such a beautiful matzah of the food that was there. Wow. So it's when you make a big party, you always clear, did we have enough? Here, there's for sure enough. And you clear, was there enough? Maybe I'm just coming after a Shabbos. My wife is sick, so I cooked this week. And it was a big crowd. Is there enough? Did you make enough? So that's always the question. Was there enough? Yisrael is shaking his head. I love you. Thank you. The there's nothing left, you don't know there was enough. If there's nothing left, you're not sure. You probably made the way the raya that was enough is if there's leftovers. That's usually the raya. There's enough because there was leftovers. Shoo, there was enough. So it's interesting. The hoiser is the raya. It was dayam. So there is such yesh dvarim, but l'may said our chaim is, as it reminds him, since there was enough and there was leftovers, that's like the raya, it wasn't just we may do. There was enough, you know, the raya, there was leftovers. There must have been enough. L'may said our chaim HaKadosh asks, what's dayam b'haisim? And he says there was a nes. He says a nes happened, we gave too much. And to really, to make the stuff, to make all the items we needed in the Mishkan, there should have been leftover material. But Hashem made a nace, everything that was given fit in. So more was used to create less, everybody's thing was necessary. That's the nace. So what's the purpose of the nace? The purpose is the lesson that every single person's thing's necessary. Everything's necessary. Now, it wasn't to show. If you learn shallow, that is to show. Everybody should feel, it's a feel-good story. Everybody should feel what they gave was important. But I said it wasn't. We didn't eat, it was leftovers. It was extra. It can't be, it was just to show. First of all, the Torah is emes. It's not showing anywhere, anything. It's a truth. So it can't be to show. And worse is a bam kasha. It's written wrong. It shouldn't say it was dayam b'haiser. First it was haiser, then it was dayam. So it should say there was extra, and then it was day. It first was heiser, and a nace, it became the right amount. It was first extra. But of course, the Torah is a spiritual truth. to cause the Mishkan to be shayir as the Isnadus is the generosity. Every Yid brought their thing, causes Hashras Hashchina. Dayam is a spiritual truth. In the world of Ruchnius, in the world of Emes, in the world of eternity, it was exact amount because each Yid brought what they were supposed to bring. That's the world of truth, of spirituality, of Ruchnius. Every Yid, bring your thing. Be you and bring you. That's the world of Ruchnius. Now doing that may appear, it was Dayam, and that's what brought Ashras Hashchina. In the physical world, it was Heiser, but of course the Nais happens, and it reflects the truth of everything was used. But people brought Dayam, and that caused Ashras Hashchina, each Yid bringing their thing. As a matter of fact, the Nesiyim, who said something so pragmatic and smart, the Nesiyim said, let's wait and see what Klal Yisrael brings and we'll fill in the rest. It's such a nice cheshbon. It's like logical. Let's see what everybody gives. And they lost an ois mishmam. They were taken away the yud from the Nesiyim. They were punished, which means they weren't true to themselves. They didn't live up to their names. And it's this very lesson. If the point was the external, then they have a good cheshbon. But if the point was each yid bring you and give you, because you're needed, so Nesiyim, just figure out who you are and give you. Stop making cheshbainis as if the point is the external product. Rachmana Liba, by who you are and your own sincerity is what's necessary. And I want to say to us today that all of us are necessary. Each one of us, our own unique thing, all of us. There's no extras, no leftover. There's no person. It's appropriate in an organization, give, which is recognizing the power of each person to give. And the lesson, there's no extras. Remember Amalek, who attacked us, attacked Tanach Shalom Acharecha, the stragglers. They attacked and they thought, okay, it's there are no leftovers by us. We're a people saying Tillim, even on Shabbos today, because they're Yidden sitting in captivity now, and we don't have leftovers. We don't have extras, not one. We're not mevater on one. There are no extras by us. There are no, everybody counts. Everybody's necessary. Bring yours. Bring your thing. So this message of Yidden, a matter of fact, the Chiddush Yorim says that there was an announcement to stop bringing, is now we have what we need. It shouldn't be that there's a sense that anything's extra. Everybody brought and you nailed it. You got it right. And there shouldn't be, and Hashem will make a nace, but it shouldn't be. Each year you brought your thing, you nailed it. Ashras Hashchina. You got it. Nobody has the understanding of stopping to bring more is what you brought was right on. You did it. You accomplished. You succeeded. You each brought you, and we have Ashras Hashchina from that. So the message is to us today, of all of us bringing ours, really, really bringing ours, each of us in our own unique ways, we're needed and necessary. We have what to give, and give your thing. Give your sincerity, your story, all the types of thought process. At a certain age, we're supposed to be this already. We should really stop with all that. Each one uniquely, independently, give yours. Be yours and give yours independently. Schools are going to adjust. Schools are wonderful places, our yeshivas and Beis Yaakov, but they're going to adjust to people today's sense, I'm needed uniquely and independently. And kids sense it, adults sense it, and it's the truth. And the uniformity, there's sometimes, okay, that's the situation we have, but each person's uniqueness is necessary and important. All bring ours, bring what we uniquely have, and what we uniquely can give, we have to do. An organization like this, that give, that gets it and asks kids to give, let's give to this organization, but let's also understand we have what to give. Bring ourselves to our families, to the people around us. We have what to give, and what we give is absolutely necessary. Absolutely. Every single person, our own things that we have to give, we can't have Ashras Hashchina without it. So let's do another good song, Shlomo. Do you want to do Lechamar Libi? I like a lot. It's Aryeh and David Gimel Lechamar Libi, right?
With all my heart. Ay, 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 you too. Good morning. So I'm going around. I'm going to go to the hospital. Out there. Much